What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, I was saddened to hear of the passing of Jacoby Jones, only 40 years old. A guy who was on the Steelers for a very, very brief time. How many games? Four games. And it didn't go well here, but he was a great player. He was a first-team All-Pro. AP in 2012. He had two touchdowns in the Super Bowl, one receiving, one on a kick return. He's one of the great kick returners I've ever seen. There's not many players in the history of the league who have a punt return, a kick return, and a receiving touchdown in their careers, right?
No, he was dynamic. And of course, when you think of him, you think of that one play where Mike Tomlin moved onto the field and kind of denied him his path to the end zone a little bit. But
the Ravens don't win the Super Bowl that year, I don't think, without Jacoby Jones.
Did they say what happened to him? I mean, he's only 40 years old, and
I guess he died in his sleep. I guess. The statement was that he died peacefully around his family. So that, I guess I got the impression that he was sick, but right. I haven't seen a cause. Have you?
No.
Limits?
No, I have not. This just seems really surprising.
Yeah, when you see an elite athlete at age 40 go away, that's just, there's something going on there. Whether it's a, you know, maybe they didn't make public something he was dealing with, but it's sad. It's sad. It makes you realize that, like I'm talking about, everything that goes on.
And of course, he made one of the most dramatic touchdown catches in the history of football as well, and I was watching it with my nephew, I might add, who is from Baltimore. He was in Pittsburgh watching the 70-yard bomb from Flacco to Jacoby Jones in Denver, where they beat Peyton Manning. Remember? That's the one that tied the score. They were down 35-28, and it was all but over. 31 seconds left. They're on their own 30-yard line. And Flacco airs one out, and Jacoby Jones runs under it. He also had a great quote. "When I ran in the end zone, it was quiet. You heard rat piss on cotton," he said, Bob. that's what he said on the 10-year anniversary.
That's an interesting, yeah.
And that was an incredible, incredible play. Had a 108-yard kickoff return to open the second half of the Ravens' win against the 49ers, and was part of the famous, as you mentioned, Tomlin play. So a notable NFL career, and RIP to Jacoby Jones.
Yeah, just sad stories when you hear about him. It's hard to put it into play that 40 years old, a guy like that, you'd think he'd live based on, you know, all the work those guys put into their bodies, and you would think it's all good, that you'd pass any tests. It must have been something. And I'm sure we'll find out in time.
Meantime, Crowley asked a question today. Wait, there was something else I wanted to get to. Now I can't remember what it was. Limits before the break. I can't remember. It slipped my entire mind, and I apologize for that. Bob, he's really off his game, isn't he, Bob?
No, he's been on the game for the most part.
He's dehydrated today.
This is the most off my game I think I've ever been.
Yeah, I would agree. And like, it's the pizza or the dehydration, or did one lead to the other?
I think both.
Yeah?
I think that I could start to tell that the pizza was bothering me, so then I did not drink any water, which has literally no good correlation to that. I don't know.
During your wiffle ball game, you mean, right?
Yeah, I had a bottle of water during wiffle ball. It wasn't that cold of a bottle of water, but I was also outside most of the day already before that.
Yeah.
So I was outside for probably about 7-8 hours yesterday, maybe probably more than that, in the heat, just not drinking any water. I need to take better care of myself. There's just no denying that.
Do you agree with that, Bob?
Yes. And it's never too early to start that, you know. Sometimes when you're young like you, you think everything's fine, invincible, you're backbound, you can get back, rebound, blah, blah, blah. And then you get a little older and you realize it's not so easy anymore. So what you do now is paving the way for what you feel like later.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. The home run derby. And either you give a crap, I sure don't.
I like the home run derby.
You do?
Yes.
I think it's unbelievably boring. It's just it never ends. There's too many pitches.
Well, that's the thing. I like it a lot, but they change the rules every single year. And what, did they add more time this year?
I don't know what they've done. I'm not paying attention.
It's too much. And it's all because people want to see the ball just flying out of the ballpark. And that's why they got rid of the outs system, where it was 10 outs and made it timed, because you have more home runs in a time system than an out system.
I don't care.
And it's more offense.
And none of these guys are like legend. Alonso's got that in him, like a legendary type of slugger. You know what I mean? Like, man, I'm going to tune in to watch this guy hit balls out of a stadium.
Well, who on Alec the roster Bame, do you have?
Adolis Garcia. Gunnar Henderson's a great player.
Gunnar Henderson is a good player.
But, I mean, you know, Marcell Ozuna.
Ozuna's had a good year. I didn't expect him to have
Bobby
this many home
Witt.
Runs.
I know. I don't tune in here to watch these guys hit home runs.
I do agree with Austin here. I think the bottom line is they put too much into it. It should be shorter. You got to go through all these rounds, and then, you know, these guys are getting worn out at the end for swinging so much.
Yeah, I'm not
watching. But I still like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's fun. They changed something with the money balls as well, and I think...
I disagree with both of you. It sucks. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Skeens, if he faces, when he faces Aaron Judge, do you go after him the way you did Ohtani? Three straight 100-plus fastballs and blow him away? Do you have to get the splinker in there because it's your signature pitch or just because it's the best pitch to use? Do you start him with a splinker? How do you approach this, Bob?
Well, I think people are there to see smoke. You know, they are in Texas, by the way. And it's a bunch of heat that they get down there during the summer. I want to see heat. But, you know, it depends. If he's only going to pitch one inning, it's hard to use every one of his pitches. I'd want to see smoke, and I want to see it strength on strength and see what happens. Although his strength could be that splinker pitch and where he locates it. So it may not even be that. But if he goes from 101 to 84, that's very effective, especially if it's in the right spot. So I assume he's going to pitch one inning, and if that's the case, I want to see smoke.
I want to see splinker.
I want to see the splinker. I mean, it's one of the best weapons in all of baseball.
Yeah.
I want to see it. The fastball.
I want to see him throw two fastballs and then strike him out on a splinker. I'm not going outside the zone at all. It would be legendary if he did that.
He will not throw one curveball. There's just no chance he does. Maybe a slider or two. It's going to be a lot of fastballs, splinkers, maybe a couple sliders, and I expect him to just blow the ball right past Judge. I think he's going to strike him out.
Yeah, I think normally in that situation, hitters take a while to get moved, especially if you haven't seen a guy. You haven't measured him. You don't know. You know what he has, but until you see it, feel it, and go after it, you won't know. And then maybe if he was around for a second or a third time through the order, which won't happen here, that's when hitters make adjustments.
Well, we saw it with Ohtani. I was at that Ohtani game.
Three games, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, was that
three
great
pitches
stuff.
Gone. The next time Ohtani comes up, he slams one into the bullpen, probably about 20 feet away from where I was sitting.
Baseball got it right here. They got it right with Skeens starting the game. I didn't think they had it in him, Bob, but they do.
Well, I thought it became clearer, you know, based on the last outing, which was another no-hitter into the eighth inning. I think that put it in perspective for Torey Lovello. He knew what he was dealing with there. And if he didn't start, he would have pitched somewhere in there, but that's the announcement you want. And the way he got it, I thought was very interesting, too. It reminded me of Bill Cowher when he got it at CBS NFL Today when David Baker shows up live television, and he knows why he's there. It's emotional, and I thought that was a good one. Although Skeens is not an emotional person, you can tell. So he wasn't going to break down or anything, but I think the surprise element had to put a smile on his face.
For sure. Another story that popped up, and this isn't the pleasant kind, is Jordan Addison arrested Friday near L.A. International Airport on suspicion of DUI. According to the police report, asleep behind the wheel. I don't understand how these guys get in that situation. I guess if somebody actually has a real problem, than anything.
But if you do, people around you should know it, right? I mean, yeah. You should always have some form of designated driver. My goodness, it's been pounded into all of our heads. You see the results. They can be devastating.
He was cited in July of 23 for driving 140 miles an hour on a freeway in Minnesota. What are you doing? And this arrest came 5 days after their rookie corner, Kyrie Jackson, was killed, along with a couple of others in an accident in Maryland, and they don't know yet or haven't released yet whether alcohol was involved in that accident. In December, Vikings offensive coordinator Wes Phillips was stopped on a Minnesota freeway, and he had alcohol in his system. What are we doing here?
Being immature, not listening. It's important to listen, and it's important to understand what you're getting from people older than you, or some wisdom that they've accrued over the years. And when you have that, it should be viewed as an advantage, you know? Just use it to your advantage. It means something. And yet people are, you know, again, I think it's part of the fact that they make so much money. Guys are thinking they're above it all.
Man,
it's a reckless thing to think that way when you think you're
above it all. Get a driver. Get a driver is what I would say. Right to Jordan Addison at this point. If I was the Vikings, I would be absolutely livid with this guy. Wouldn't you?
Yes, I would be livid because I've invested a lot in him. And you know, how many times do you think coaches and people in the front office there tell these guys about the responsibilities they have and what it could lead to? You know, how many examples do you need to see?
This is a
remember Ruggs? When that happened, I thought that would open everyone's eyes.
Yeah.
When you go at that rate of speed, anything can happen.
Coming up, Adam Crowley had a very interesting question. He poses a lot of those. Very smart man this morning. I can't remember who. Oh, he was talking to Zangrilli, and I do remember what the answer was. The Pirates go into the break here at an even 500. Are they playing above or below their roster level? I'll tell you what Zangrilli said, and then we'll all give our answers, and then we'll get back into the Pirates. They're essentially their first half. I know they're technically past the official first half, but this is really the end of the All-Star break is really the line of demarcation here. Let's talk about the Pirates in the first half and where they're headed here. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.